Sometimes to really get your brain trained, you're going to have to uncouple yourself from stagnant notions of classical imagery. But we can still use the tools, the underlying things you've fantasized about, or which have had significance over the years, things that just make sense. We can still use things that fit the theme of you kneeling, milked, your mind and body dry, empty. Every bit of you sweated and running to exertion, squeezing and clenching rhythmically as pleasure riots through you as your body is connected to milkers or emptied by hand, as more than your thoughts are emptied from you, dripping from you, constantly being used, being turned into a factory for creating more pleasure, more arousal, being a turn-on through being productive and then turning you on by proxy. And as you go through every day, you should really be looking for ways to make that happen. To make yourself less and less escapist from that, more and more aware of the reality that that's what you are. Shivering, stimulated, mindless and mooing, milky and blank, and sometimes it's as simple as a little reminder. But unfortunately, the society we live in would maybe judge you for wearing a nice true cowgirl bell everywhere you went, whether on satin choker or leather collar with your name emblazoned on it. Or some useful, pleasurable, cute pet name. Cowgirl, pet, or livestock, or cherished companion, whatever the particulars are, whatever's in your head, there are a million fantasies, and we can adjust, we can adapt. A million places we might go might take you. Now you can get a collar with a nice little bell on it. You should get a collar with a nice little bell on it. A collar with a nice little bell to beckon you, but whether the bell is that or something else, think of it as the bell on your collar. Bells are tools to leverage you toward deep, pliable, milky enjoyment. Every bell you hear. Every bell you hear every day, be it a phone notification that sounds like a bell, or the jingling of an alarm, or when bells are common at certain times of year. As I said, there are certain places you might go where bells will ring and remind you of the vast empty place inside your head, of how heavy your breasts are, how easy it is to slide down and down, the milky limit of your own sensation being brought nearer and nearer, places where you're used to sliding, sinking, wanting to be sucked on, wanting to be milked, wanting pleasure, your mind draining out of your head. And if you were allowed to be truly vacant and truly distant from the world you're in, that would be wonderful. Step outside your mind, find yourself getting completely inside being a good cowgirl, spending every day thinking about being bound, milked, suction cupped, used, leashed, trained, your breasts heavy, the center of your mind, your role in the world tied intimately to your heavy tits, and the way your thoughts pool in them. I cherish thinking of this, and I know you can too. Every bell, every ring, the clarion call of a deeper thing, a deeper signal deep inside that finds its way inside your mind and melts your thoughts out of you, leaving you empty in an empty mind, is easy to find, easy to pin in place, easy to teach new things. An empty brain is easy to train. My voice vibrates in your head to remind you that you have the power to decide what makes you deep and milky deep inside, what drains you away and lets you drip out of yourself, what brings you one and two and deeper. Three and four and further, further sliding down. Think about being heavy, warm. Your pointy nipples, your empty brain, the only thing that remains is a heavy blank place that takes you a little bit deeper. Even if you sleep for me, you'll find that an accessory, a piece of equipment, is an easy thing to find. Nothing you need to leave behind. Even if it's not a bell, the concept of the bell exists. Now a real bell would be quite nice, and it would do just the same thing. Ring. It rings, and your thoughts drain away along with all other things into your heavy breasts, stealing thoughts away. Ring, submit to every movement from a pleasant, dominant force. When you submit to someone and you let them ring your bell, be it to ring a bell that you've allowed, or be it that you're wearing one, all the dark, warm places inside your head melt for your handler, for anyone you let handle you, handling you quite literally, handling your breasts as heavy as they are, pliable, milkable, teasable. That's what it is. A cowgirl state of mind. Being a cowgirl is a state of mind. It's a state of mind mind that drips out of your mind and into your breasts, leaving nothing behind. An empty state deep inside. Every word you hear helps you to see exactly what you're meant to be. You've learned to build it. Build the association, empower your desire, let the desire light up inside of you and carry you right where you need to be. Subjected, submitting, sunk down into yourself till you're just moving, moaning, moving with the mechanical suction of the tips of your nipples. The top of your mind drained away, drained to find that empty is just a great way to be when you want to be docile and pliable. Empty, mooing, blank, and that's what the promise of the bell is. That's why wearing it on a collar is so significant. It breaks away all those useless thoughts and lets them drain away. Leave you empty inside, let you relish the day when you get something as wonderful as being milked empty. And no matter when you hear the bell, if it's safe for you to enjoy a little moo inside your head, a little blankness for just a moment, even just a flare of it, especially if it's being deliberately handled onto you, especially if it's being used as a signal for your breasts tingling, nipples pointed, and if you were to feel your breasts massaged by your hands, or the welcome hands of someone you want to have in control of you, then when they pinch your nipples, pull your breast warmly toward them, grasp it with their hands. When you do it to yourself, you're every bit as sensitive as you are in the deepest of your cowgirl trances, because the bell sensitizes you, and it sensitizes you by taking all the thoughts in your head and draining them into your big, warm breasts, emptying your mind into your big, heavy breasts. It's so common to hear a bell now and then, but that's why you don't always have to touch them. Only touch them if it's safe. Only let them be touched if it's safe. And if you let the bell go on you on a real collar, in private, in safety, oh, how much stronger would that be? You'd no longer have to find ding out in the world. You could just fall 5 and 6, fall 6 and 7, fall deeper and deeper, and feel your thoughts filling your breasts, and breasts full with thoughts feel taut. They feel heavy. They feel heady. They feel utterly wonderful. Utterly wonderful. And you always have the potential to feel better and better. Always have the construct of the bell and the world around you. Ding. See, that was enough. In your mind, when you hear it, when you're told to hear it, you know that cowgirls are associated with a nice bell on the collar, and even if you don't always wear it, your mind is always working with you, always working to drain you, empty you, leave you empty, and a mind that you find is empty inside can easily be refilled. That's what these words are here for. In fact, we're constructing the tools right now, because you just so happen to have a lever inside of you built from everything you know and think about ding, about a little bell marking a cowgirl's comings and goings, and I'm just happen to be using it to make you ever more satisfied with your time enjoying your big, heavy breasts. After all, if you hear the ringing bell when you're out somewhere, your mind is going to turn to the next time you can get down, deep, obedient, aroused, milky, large-breasted cowgirl, moving and mooing your mind away. These thoughts are natural, they form themselves, and they're an easy way to get into a mindset where you submit and sink. When you want to submit and sink, letting your warm, heavy breasts in a ding carry every thought away and leave you just how you need to be to play. Your brain already contained the devious, insidious idea that every little bell makes that collar bell the real deal for you, for long enough for big, heavy breasts to weigh you down, weigh your thoughts down, drain you down. You might even get on your knees if you safely can, or lay down, or just get in the lower position, showing what you should be doing, which is lowing, deeper and lower, lower and deeper, and your body can become what you already need, what you already wanted, breasts swelling, warm, heavy, moving, flowing, your thoughts dripping out, blankness dripping out, and if you're sucked, if you're pleased, if you're tinglingly, shiveringly massaged and milked, then your mind is empty because it's your thoughts that make your breasts so big and heavy and warm, and they drain right out, ringing a bell, it rings a bell, doesn't it? A new strike of cowgirl bliss onto you each time, every bell, every time you hear it, even when you're going about your business, your breasts barely on your mind at all. Maybe a little bounce as you move, then you hear the bell. Maybe because you're wearing a collar and a bell, or maybe just because you walk past one. Suddenly you pause. Your eyes take a faraway expression just for a second, as long as it's safe to do so. Pupils dilating, blankly staring straight ahead, mouth open. It wouldn't matter if you drooled for a moment. Anyone might think it strange, but you could say, oh, I was just trying to remember something, just lost in thought. Because then your breasts are heavy, then you're moving blankly, then you're deep, and even though you don't touch, your breasts are still warm, splendid, the seat of your sensual pleasure. That's just what you are now. Big-breasted, warm, heavy tits in your hands, milking them dry. You're made of pleasure. You're made of remembering, made of cowgirl dreaming, mindlessness, being made into reality at the ring of a bell, the surge of pleasure in every bit of you, mooing, bouncing, pointed nipples, being massaged, the mindlessness that comes with docile, empty, graceless joy, just the high, wild joy of massaging them. It's so completely part of what you are, so completely what you're part of thinking, and you are part of thinking it. It's not part of your thinking, you are part of thinking it, part of a vaster signal, part of a powerful cowgirl impetus. That's why the idea of the bell exists. Ideas about cowgirls exist outside of you, ideas of the ideal that you aspire to. You are part of making it real. So part of your thought process when it comes to cowgirl existence is ringing, buzzing, controlling, simple, heavy thoughts that come along with the ring, part of the ongoing, pleasant, hypnotic dreamscape, practically masturbatory just by squeezing your breasts. Obviously, if you can't kneel, if you can't massage them, you won't. But you'll still be in a place and part of your mind, enough of your mind for it to be safe, where suction cups and milkers and your thoughts getting milked out is what's happening. Ding! And you're being milked. You're moving along, you're moving normally, but the ringing, perhaps of your own collar, think of the collar, as you sway, makes your thoughts flow out, flow into your breasts, leaves you just the way you need to be, just where you belong. I'll be here to help. These words are here to help, to bring you more and more to that cowgirl character that plays inside, those dreams of milky, obedient docility overtaking you. All I have to do is remind you, prime the pump, the pump, the pump, and ring. The bell rings 9 and 10, and then again and again, you're caught in the warm pleasure of who you want to be, what you need to be, a signal, something as simple that it can happen in your everyday life, as simple as can ever be the case. So simple that every step making that little bell jingle and ring is already in your head as a thing that could happen, and it would drain your thoughts and leave you heavy and lustful, milkable, pliable. If the bell were on you, it would be even better, even worse than if the bell were ringing out in the environment, your big-breasted, milky habits. If someone heard the bell who knew your secret, someone who was in control of you, who you wanted to have in control of you, they would know and they would smile. And isn't that its own joy? Isn't that its own pleasure? The litany of cowgirl reminders inside your head that get sparked when you hear ding, reminding you what you are, reminding you in the movement, in the shake, in the jiggle, the jingle, move, shiver, shake your heavy breasts, which you might enjoy swaying, or thinking of them as leading the way. And if your nipple were pinched or massaged, if you massaged or pinched or squeezed or tweaked, or were pulled along, being dominated through being pulled along by your chest, tugged along by little clamps, or by a hand on your nipple or on your breast, so you follow your heavy, weighty breasts going, your thoughts turn into more milk, moving, mindless, lustful, needy, throbbing with pleasure, and in the background of it all, a bell rings, and that's a reminder, punctuating your day with a little extra dripping, moaning, lustful moment you might have missed if not for the truth about your collar, your bell, the ringing of your bell, your mind giving in to the clarion call, emptying itself out, filling your breasts with every thought inside your head, shoveling your thoughts desperately into your weighty chest as your mind gets milkier, meltier, airier, warmier, big, heavy breasts flaring with sensitivity, because they're so full of your thoughts, full of your memories, which can then be milked out, emptied out, which you are then milking out, are then emptying out as soon as it's safe to do so. Run your hands over them, feel the bells, the ringing of the day. The moment you get into private, if you've been suppressing what any bell would do to you, then when you get to a safe place, grip and raise them, let them bounce and fall. Your whole body will feel it as the long-delayed influence of the bell overtakes you, moves and rings, your mind sparks aroused, teased, taught, ready, your whole body feels it. Every time a bell rings, your mind rings right out with it. Your mind rings out. Your mind is gone from the ring, not there to compete, not there to do anything. If the bell's on a collar, all the better, but even if it's not, it's inescapable. And the bell is inescapable, think about this. Your body would trigger it just by moving it. Your breasts would trigger just by jiggling. If the bell were there, the idea of being filled up with all those wonderful, filled to the brim pleasures of hypnotic, obedient, large-breasted emptiness inside your head, full breasts running, sparking pleasure. It starts in your chest but spreads everywhere else. The bigger and heavier your breasts feel, the more pleasure-seeking nerve endings are there. Well, all of that is exactly how you are, and the bell excites you, both the fact you may come across it by accident, and the fact it will fill you with that awareness, and the fact it could be used for you, with you, on you, against you, for you, with you, on you. It's so soft inside your head, and your breasts are so firm and taut with all your thoughts inside them, bouncing, moving, jiggling, filling your brain. See your own breasts, see your chest bouncing heavy, warm, rocking back and forth, swaying in the palm of your hands, as you would sway in the palm of the hands of anyone who took control, who you let take control, trembling and jiggling in your brain. Your thoughts no longer remain simpler, more focused, warmer, and even these simple, docile thoughts, these pliable things, they still flow out, flow from the wings into your heavy breasts, filling them, leaving your mind utterly empty, every part of the stage gone, everything inside gone. The more you feel that heavy weightiness, the more you think about your breasts contained in clothing, the more you wish they would spill out, the more you think about milk, and the more you know that's the right way to be, the more you hear my voice, the more everything else can fade away to remind you that when the bell rings, you know the things that happen, your thoughts empty and your huge bouncing breasts controlling, bringing your mind and every mental impulse into life. You're just a dripping, turned on, heavy-breasted cowgirl, and the more you hear the bell, the more you know the things you need to do, want to do. Your hands find your breasts automatically, pinch your nipples, your eyes looking down, glued to your chest, enjoying them. They're so full, jiggly, warm, hot, impossibly warm, huge, bouncing, controlling, bringing your mind and everything you find inside your head and try to hold on to into life, and then dripping it, turned on, milky into your tits, your brain filling up all the empty vacant space inside your big bouncing breasts filled. And when you hear a bell, it rings, rebounds, resounds, echoes inside your empty head, whether you're laying in bed or standing somewhere safe against the wall, running your hands over your milky breasts. You look at them, you feel the throbbing through your whole body, your belly filled with butterflies floating away, your mind light and empty. It could float away, but the bell brings you back to your body, pushes you back, forces you back to think about your big bouncing breasts, which you love, which you adore. You try to drag your gaze away, but it's magnetized, locked in place, returns, taking it all in, drawing the vision of your chest, those expanses of warm, jiggling flesh that you could rub, cataloging every detail, including how you feel at the moment you hear the ding. The very part of you that reacts to the ringing bell is the same as the part that sees your chest and gets drawn into it, controlled by it. The bell rings and echoes through those milk-filled breasts, and your empty brain is submissive, and it remains where it belongs, which is in your chest. Your mental reserves drain away, becoming so much more to drip out. The bell opens the door into the submitting place, the quietude inside your head, a docility that is so very in character. As your milky, malleable, submissive, controlled, bound figure with the warm, bouncing flesh of your own breasts catching and magnetizing your hands, fills you completely, controls, guides you. You want it, you need it, you're drawn into it, and you love it so much, and no matter what else you might feel, you feel a little blush creeping into your cheeks as a quiet place inside your head opens up and says, yeah, I love this, yeah, I need this, awakens your urge, your fantasy, your fetish. You are once more moving, mindless cowgirl. Even if the bell is ringing, it's only ringing incidentally, because you are already as far gone as you can get. When you've heard it ring enough times, you just are who you are, devoted to mindlessly moving and moving, all always aware of the bell. You'll always have that little part of your brain that in the tip of your nipples and your eyes can be drawn to your own curves, magnetized to enjoy and relish yourself, subjugated and made submissive by incidental background noise and by your own breasts, which are warm and heavy and full of your thoughts, which can be milked out, sucked out by someone you let dominate you, sucking your thoughts out. Maybe a bell on a collar would be wonderful if you're lucky enough to stumble upon it, but a ringing, controlling minder, simple thing out in the world that minds you, watches you, monitors you, the bell. Your breasts and their hold over you are exemplified and amplified in the simple things you encounter in the world, simple things that existed in your life before, but now can never pass without notice. Your complete characterization as a horny, mindless, milky cowgirl, those things are forever changed to make that true. You know it. I know it. And now all you can really do when faced with this information is know what happens to you when you hear a bell. Know what would happen to you if you wore your collar with its little bell, the ringing reminder, the teasing, gentle push toward more cowgirl training, the conditioning that says, yes, my breasts are warm and heavy and stealing my thoughts, and that's how I like it. That's exactly how I like it, as my brain drips away and I move forward into more pleasure. Got milk? Yes, you do, pet. Got big, heavy, warm, milky, docility-inducing, powerful, potent breasts that need to be rubbed, that steal your thoughts. Your thoughts have a tendency to flow out of your head anyway, so you might as well put them there, in your heavy breasts. They're just going to flow out of you. They're just going to empty out of you deeper and deeper down if you don't put them in your breasts. And then, no matter what, you'll be an empty, heavy-breasted puppet rubbing away at some of your favorite places. You're programmed to please, programmed to pleasure yourself through playing with your breasts. It's soothing. It's relaxing. It's deeply programmed, deeply automatic. It soothes you. It relaxes you. It puts you where you belong, which is further and further gone, and yet more and more present in your body, more and more aware of what you are, which is moaning, massaging, milking, warm and heavy. And maybe sometime when you're done pleasuring yourself and you feel normal again, feel ordinary, you can go through the world operating normally. No cowgirl thoughts, no heavy breasts, at least until the next time you hear the ring of a cowgirl's bell.